At last, bedtime. I'll be quiet. Quiet as a sugar plum fairy. Let me just get in between the sheets. Cold, just as I like them. You awake, my love. I didn't wake you, did I? You just couldn't sleep. But you look so tired when we're watching the movie together. It was a bit boring, I can admit that. Even if I do love Bergman. What time is it? Time's not important. I'm here with you, and that's all that matters. You're warm, darling. Why don't you lower that blanket a little? That's better. Yeah, you really wanted to go to sleep. You worried about something. I know. There's always too much on your mind. Big problems. Like the pandemic. Or climate change. Or poverty. Or terrorism. Or smaller. Your dad's car that he wants you to help him with. The letter you promised to write for my sister. I like you for that, among other things. It shows that you care about others, and I care about you. I think about you all the time, how you make me happy, how you make me smile, and how you make me laugh like crazy. How you listen to me when I'm sad, and how you give me space when I need it, and how you squeeze me tight when I need it, calling me your darling, your best friend, your love, making me want to spend time with you. Doing silly things, like binging a TV show, or doing important things, like visiting family, or just doing nothing. Come here, and let me hug you. I love making you feel secure. Feeling that you're not alone with your worries. That I'm here to share them. But there are only two kinds of problems. The ones you can do something about. So you face them tomorrow. And the ones you can't do anything about. So you put them aside, as if they were non-existent. For now, it's just you and me. And I like you so much. Just the way you are. I like you because you are you. That's loving somebody. Not wanting to change you in any way. Always by your side, whatever happens. And you by mine, whatever I do. That bond between us opens a door. A gateway of trust. You can talk to me about everything. Your darkest dreams, your deepest desires, if you want. Because we can also share the silence, letting it calm us to rest, letting time have no meaning when we're together. Shh, shh. Let me do the talking. You just listen. Like I was telling you a bedtime story. As much as you need. Together with me. Just breathe calmly. At your own pace. Noticing how good it feels. Keeping your eyes closed. Don't think about anything. And let all that tension just flow down towards the end of the bed and disappear from your feet and toes, from your legs, from your stomach, from your back, from your chest, from your shoulders, from your arms, from your hands and fingers, from your face, from your ears and eyes. My fingers in your hair, relaxing you, massaging so softly, while you listen to me yawning. Making you sleep. As I move closer to you, giving you a kiss on your cheek. Take this kiss upon your brow. Kissing you goodnight every night. Going to bed with you, knowing that I am never alone, that we are together. We are the stuff that dreams are made of, rounded with a sleep. Feel how your thoughts are dissolving as we dream. It's good we're dreaming. Feel how we're on the bed, floating. All thoughts so placidly driven by the wind into thin air. On the surface of a gentle river going downstream. You and me. Feeling the water under us as the river gets wider and wider and slowing down until we're barely moving at all. Me and you holding each other and looking up at the dark sky. The stars blinking to us from the vanishing infinity. And in the background, playing so softly. A string quartet, a slow movement, transfigured night. We go with the music, following your heartbeat, your slow breathing, following the river, as the river flows into the sea, a calm sea, a sea that never ends, welcoming us on our journey. Cool breeze passing our faces, air swirling so gently as we float out even further, leaving everything behind. On the threshold of a dream, we meet further out to sea, where all is you and all is me. Together.